Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is Day 62 of the year, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Deep South today, to the great state of Georgia. We are looking at District 5, which encompasses the absolute beating heart of Atlanta. It is a district famous for its massive corporate headquarters, its incredible HBCUs, and its deep roots in the civil rights movement. And today, we are profiling the woman tasked with representing this historic district in Washington. We are talking about Democrat Nikema Williams.
Stephen, when we talk about this specific congressional seat, we have to start with its history. Because for over 30 years, this seat was held by the legendary John Lewis. When Congressman Lewis tragically passed away in 2020, the Democratic Party of Georgia had the incredibly difficult task of picking someone to succeed him. And they overwhelmingly chose Nikema Williams. And it makes perfect sense when you look at her background. She is the great-niece of Authorin Lucy, who famously integrated the University of Alabama in the 1950s. Civil rights advocacy is literally in her DNA.
She actually grew up in a house without indoor plumbing in rural Alabama, went to Talladega College, a historic HBCU, and eventually became the vice president of public policy for Planned Parenthood Southeast. She was elected to the Georgia State Senate, and she immediately proved that she was a student of the John Lewis School of Politics. Because in 2018, during that highly contested governor's race between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams, Nikema Williams was arrested inside the state capitol rotunda. She was standing with her constituents, peacefully demanding that every single vote be counted, and she was marched out in zip ties.
It was the ultimate example of getting into good trouble. Her husband actually gave her a fantastic nickname. He calls her the Lorax, like the Dr. Seuss character who speaks for the trees, because she will absolutely speak up for anyone who is being marginalized. And she brought that exact same fierce energy to the Democratic Party of Georgia, where she served as the chairwoman. She was actually the first Black woman to ever lead the state party, but she officially resigned from that role in early 2025 so she could focus 100% of her energy on the 119th Congress.
And in this current Congress, her primary legislative focus is rooted in the House Financial Services Committee. Specifically, she sits on the Housing and Insurance Subcommittee. For Williams, housing is not just about real estate. It is a fundamental civil rights issue, because homeownership is how working-class families build generational wealth. Late last year, she teamed up with a conservative Republican from Montana, Troy Downing, to introduce the bipartisan Whole Home Repairs Act. It's a brilliant bill that provides direct federal grants to low-income homeowners and seniors on fixed incomes, so they can actually afford to fix their roofs and update their plumbing without having to sell their family homes.
She is very pragmatic when it comes to localized infrastructure. In fact, just a few days ago, in late February 2026, she introduced a massive new bill aimed directly at Atlanta. During the 1950s and 60s, highway construction absolutely decimated historically Black, vibrant neighborhoods in the city. Her new legislation is designed to funnel federal infrastructure dollars specifically to restore and reconnect those exact communities that were divided by the interstates.
But while she is building bridges back home, she is fiercely clashing with the new Trump administration in Washington. And this is where her voting rights background really kicks in. The new administration has been floating the idea of deploying federal immigration agents near polling locations to monitor elections. Nikema Williams completely drew the line. Last week, she and Congresswoman Veronica Escobar introduced the Stop ICE Election Militarization Act.
That bill explicitly makes it illegal for ICE or any other immigration enforcement entity to be deployed at a polling place. It also bans non-criminal traffic stops in communities within 4 weeks of a federal election. Williams argues that deploying federal agents to voting precincts is a blatant, terrifying attempt to suppress the minority vote and intimidate American citizens. She refuses to let the federal government roll back the voting rights that her predecessors bled for.
She is an absolute fortress in GA05. Her district is D plus minus 32. It is the most heavily Democratic district in Georgia. She doesn't have to worry about a Republican challenger. Her only job is to protect the legacy of Atlanta and fight for working families on the national stage. And she is doing it with incredible discipline.
The civil rights advocate who stepped into historic shoes.
The Lorax of Atlanta, defending the ballot box.
That is Representative Nekema Williams.
That is our profile for Georgia's 5th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.